Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
No, Liv's gone.
Welcome, everybody, to the brand new episode of Girl Talk, the Clicker 6 First Official Podcast. My name is Cam, and with me, as always, is Olivia.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hello, it's me, Alex.
And Jello.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much.
Sweet. Cool. It's good, man. It's good.
You want to do some girl talk?
I do.
ASMR with Alex every time.
Getting fueled up with some girl talk.
Now that Alex is nice and refreshed, we can get started. Girl talk. What is girl talk?
J-Lo. Games in real life. Sorry, I'm not J-Lo. That's J-Lo.
Did you like my Alex voice? It's really
thing.
Good, wasn't it?
Fuck yeah.
I was ready to jump in right as you said it. I'm sorry.
Alex, you got my back. Appreciate it. Let's let J-Lo have some spotlight for a second. J-Lo.
Yeah.
What's girl talk?
I mean, it was just said before. But we are talking about games in real life.
Alex is out. Alex, throw the mic away.
Let's not go through this again.
All right, cool. Games in real life. So every single podcast, we have to bring a game and then a mechanic from the game. We discuss what it's going to be like with that mechanic in real life. We usually start with someone that I'm going to point to randomly, but this week I decided to go first myself. So I hope you're all ready.
Point at yourself then.
Oh, here you go.
No one can tell that you're pointing at yourself.
Shit. Video is hard. Audio, easy. So the game that we're bringing this fine, morning, afternoon or evening, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it's Persona 4 Golden.
I love that game. It's very good.
Golden.
Game.
Persona 4 is like...
Socially go!
Yeah. So in Persona 4... If you haven't played the game before, it's made by Atlus. Awesome little thing.
Hey, Cam, have you played the game before?
Yeah, I did. Played most of it.
I don't know about that.
Gave up because I needed to...
It's a long video game.
...do other things, yeah. Average playthrough, like 100 hours?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's good. It's good at 100 hours.
But in the game, it's more like in layman's terms, it's like an RPG mixed with a bit of a dating simulator side of things.
A high school relationship simulator.
That's right.
The tiniest bit, though. Right? There's not much.
And that's literally half the game.
That's the bit that I'm going to talk about. So in that game, you have a great mechanic where you have an S-link with everyone that you know.
A sex link.
Yeah.
Close.
Only with the girls. You're not allowed to bang men in that game.
Social link.
Yeah.
Japan, they're a little behind the times. Anyway, so in that game, you can get an S-Link with everyone. The best bit about that S-Link, though, is that with that, you could just tell how good your relationship is with everyone just by looking at a menu.
Anytime just like in Sims?
Like. Just like in Sims. Yeah, except like you get to fuck.
At rank 10?
At rank 10. So it's more or less just knowing how likely you are to bang someone.
I mean, you get to rank 10 with all the boys as well. You get to rank 10 with all the boys as well and you don't bang them. You get to rank 10 with the old lady, you don't bang the old lady.
But you can get into a relationship at around 7 with some of them. So you can know when you're about to date a girl.
You're all good. Like, it's like Tinder 2.0. You know what I mean? Because you can just...
Tinder 4 Golden.
Yeah, Tinder 4 Golden, that's right. Because that way you just understand every single one of your relationships literally is like a Excel spreadsheet and you can just have them sitting
there. Just min-max your relationships.
That's it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. With the S-Links, you have to put in time to level them up. You don't just automatically walk into a 6.
Like a real relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that Tinder just goes past all of that. You can say you want
to
fuck.
Do you want a shortcut to rank 7? But that's not the power. The power is like checking in on your relationships.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. You have a complete and utter, it's like Asperger's delight. Like you can just sit there and on everyone, you can understand every single part of everyone's relationships. What? Is that too much?
Too real.
Someone described to me Persona as an autism simulator, or like you just sit there pressing buttons and getting good feelings from personal relationships. I thought that was actually pretty accurate.
Okay with it?
That's it. It's perfect. You never have to wonder ever again. You can just look at your S-links.
Yeah,
it is interesting because the way the S-Link system works is that the relationship is both ways between both parties.
Gross.
Yeah.
So you both have a level 7 relationship with each other.
Uh-huh.
But in real life, you could have a relationship with someone, you think, you know, oh yeah, we're on a 10, and the other person's like, well, actually, no, we're only about a 2 or 3. Sweet.
Jayla, what are we?
I want to say 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's ambitious.
It's like a fucking review. It's like, so how do you think you're doing as my friend?
I mean, we've slept together, so.
That's true, yeah. Yeah,
that is a 10.
Yeah, yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, that's 10.
If you shared with someone, instant 10. Shared a bed with someone, instant 10.
Yeah, that's right. We're all instant 10s, I guess. Hey, Liv.
Liv, feel free to jump in whenever you want.
I was trying to.
Help. So this can't happen in Persona 4, but in Persona 3, your S-Links can go down.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
You have to maintain your S-Links or they can go down.
That's like The Sims.
Or you say the wrong thing and it'll go down.
Wow, yeah. No doubt.
Yep.
There you go.
You can insult someone and then it's just...
Why did they get rid of that?
It's too hard.
Huh.
You spend so much time min-maxing your time in that game already.
Sure.
Where you're just like, oh shit, I don't want
to... What do you get for keeping rank 10 with someone as opposed to going and leveling out someone else up?
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So you need to maintain that 10 as well.
Maintain that 10.
God. Like, love is love. You never stop loving someone.
And I don't think I think in 3, you don't get a boss. You don't get like a boosted persona at the end of it.
No,
as well.
You still get the boosted persona.
Okay, never mind.
That's the only thing you get.
Is this game encouraging polyamory?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, I think it is actually.
Actually, no, you know what? The original Persona 4 does. Persona 4 Golden does not.
Okay.
Persona 4, the original, you could bang as many ladies as you want, up to 4 available. And then there was no real consequence to that. In Golden, the remake, they redid it so that you had to pick one to go on a date with at Christmas.
Yeah.
And the other 3 would see you on your date and then know that you were fucking around.
There you go. I was going to get really into it, but I figured like...
And then they all slap you on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just like all of them line up and then walk past your date and then all of them line up on Valentine's Day and slap you one by one.
Persona 3, fuck anyone you want. I played the lady character in Persona 3. Fucked every dude.
Well, wow. No.
Every single one. I saved one of their life that you can't save if you're a boy.
You're actually wrong, so...
You fucked them all.
I fucked the 11-year-old.
It's like Pokemon.
Jesus, fuck.
We're diverting a little from the topic here, but you're actually wrong.
Can I get that as a soundbite?
In number 3, you couldn't actually fuck around. We played the portable version, and they made it more like Golden in the portable version.
Yeah, oh, okay. Shush.
If you fucked around in 3, you actually went down in relationship with someone else.
Well, that's not true, because I got fucking rank 10 with all the boys.
You
so I put them in my mouth.
You played portable version, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to mute this guy's mic in a second.
Please.
Dear God. Who are you sucking in?
So, Liv, would you do it? Would you want an S-Link of every single one of your relationships?
No, so, essentially, you're saying, would I want an Excel spreadsheet or whatever, a visual representation of my relationships with everyone?
Yeah.
Do your relationships...
Yeah, sure, why not?
Fucking awesome.
Do your relationships follow the Arcana?
Of course.
Yeah.
The S-Link mechanic is what we're talking about.
Yeah, but each S-Link has an Arcana attached to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is that like the different... types of relationships?
Yeah, the different tarot cards.
Sure.
So who's
hey JLo, what's our tarot card?
what's your relationship?
Joker.
Oh, why are you gonna go there? You shitbag. Fucking wild card motherfucker.
There you go. That's ambitious.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. That's my goal for the day.
That's pretty good.
That's
all right.
Yeah,
cool. I can see having like. I mean, in Persona 4, specifically, it does account for animals as well.
Oh, that's right.
So I would love to know what my relationship is like with my cats. Like, for me, I'm like, oh, we're a 10, right? My cats are like, no.
you're a 10 immediately after food time, and then,
and then the rest
you're
of time,
back down to a 1.
The rest of the time, I don't know you.
Rewind to episode 1 where you described your cat as a whore?
Rosie's a whore. She loves a lap.
Tens for days. Fucking tens everywhere.
Yeah, she's a good easy 10.
When you call someone a 10 out of 10 after that, you're just like, well, they're a bit of a slut. Like,
Jesus.
That's why dogs are cool. Dogs are tens.
Oh, dogs fucking just give it up. Fucking let them in.
Fucking that dog bottom, though. Shit.
Alex, speaking of dog bottom, what did you bring for our girl today?
From a video game we all love so much and very topical and relevant right now. The video game Destiny.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard of it. It's made by Bungie.
Destiny the first? Destiny
the it's actually current in both of them, unchanged from the first to the second. So I'm going to let you pick.
2.
Okay.
All right, 2. We've all played 2. Liv's not on board.
Liv's having a nap in the corner.
The ability I've picked is death is of little consequence. So in that game, you can die pretty much as many times as you want and be resurrected by your little helper ghost friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
friends.
You can, like,
I am yeah, all or on your board. Teammates.
So, sure, like, you die, but then in 30 seconds, you can come back to life.
You're talking about immortality.
Yeah, pretty much immortality. Okay. But, well, yeah, immortality, but you can still die and just come back to life. So you can, you know, in that game, like, people just throw themselves off tall buildings, resurrect 5 seconds later, no big deal.
Jesus
Christ. It's painful.
It's in the lore of the game, actually. They had a little event where the head guardians were all talking to each other and they're just like, they're fucking throwing themselves off the building for fun.
Yeah.
Because wow. they can't die.
Oh my God.
So this is corpses raining off the tower.
What did you say?
Is it painful?
I think so, because you have a health meter in that game.
It's death, yeah.
So and how many times are people actually going to want to do it if it's painful?
Well, as long as you come back, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
pain doesn't matter.
Pain would just be
like you come back to life fell, completely but... healthy,
yeah. And you don't remember the pain.
You will remember it, yeah.
Okay.
So like that's the thing. Here's the thing though. Like in that game though, you try to avoid death at all costs because like you don't want to have to do that. It's the penalty for dying is not playing the video game Destiny.
Uh huh.
So the penalty for dying is like missing out on 30 seconds of life. I guess I don't know.
Sure.
So yeah, you still feel that pain, so you wouldn't want to do it. But you have that option.
Sure.
It removes a lot of risk from a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like skydiving.
Yeah.
You just skydive without a parachute. Fuck it, right?
That would be terrifying.
And then self-res. It'd
be so terrifying.
It'd be fucking terrifying. You're not wrong.
It wouldn't be terrifying because you're going to live.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's like, woo! I guess, here comes the ground.
You're saying that...
Hey, I'm back.
You're saying that the moment before you hit the ground, you're not fucking terrified for everything.
If I know I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
The fear of death would be completely removed from my mind. It changes the
way death works, in that you could step in front of traffic, wouldn't be a big deal. You just wake up in a few seconds.
That's mad.
Imagine removing the fear of death.
Could you imagine
be insane?
Yeah. Could you imagine like sports being like,
yeah,
someone just gets tackled so hard on the field they die? Like, oh shit. We're just gonna wait 30 seconds, guys. We'll just wait for this penalty to tick down. That's gonna be a free kick for him when he's back alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
How does aging work?
I mean, that's a different question in Destiny because you're all basically zombies anyway. So yeah.
So we all become zombies?
You're.
How old am I?
I think the lore in the game
11.
The lore in the game is that you don't actually age once you've got the power of the light.
Yeah. Well, basically, the start of Destiny 1 is you get brought back to life for the first time.
Uh-huh.
That's it. So you were dead for several hundred years.
Yeah.
You are brought back to life now. You're however old
wrinkly
you want to be. Yeah.
Mad.
Was I cryogenically frozen?
No, you were dead. You were in a fucking car crash in Russia and you died.
So
and then Nolan North showed up and was like, "You'll do. Welcome back to life."
Why are we not all corpses in the game then?
You are. Literally fucking all the player characters in Destiny are zombies.
They look like
fucking
human.
Resurrected
I'm
dead
a robot.
People. Yeah.
But I look like a human with skin and stuff.
Yeah, because you were resurrected.
Like
as,
Jesus?
As a human.
Yeah, like Jesus. You know what?
Like Jesus.
Okay.
Destiny 2. Everyone is Jesus. The video game.
So you just troll people like Jesus.
Jesus simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just fucking say, oh yeah, cool.
I'm the Messiah.
See you in 3 days.
I'm the Messiah, yeah. And then, like, you know, kill 2.5 days.
Move that
seconds.
Rock from the front of my cave, please, in 3 days, and then I'll be there.
Sure. Chilling, probably playing Destiny.
Yeah.
Eggs.
The other important factor to that ability is actually where you get placed when you come back to life.
Sure.
It's always in a safe
place. It's kind of the last safe place you were.
So you can't get yourself stuck in an ever-ending loop of death. Like, imagine you died in the middle of the ocean, and then you die. You spawn back in that same spot and you can't get out and you just die again over and over and over.
Sure. You would res like on land.
Yeah, it puts you somewhere safe.
The last safe place you were.
You were res like in the plane.
Yeah, if you're skydiving, you just skydive over and over again because you res in the plane.
Because that's the issue.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Do it multiple times.
With some immortality questions, it's always the what if you get stuck in an ever-ending loop of death?
Yeah.
But luckily, you get the spawn.
We've come close a few times in that game.
Well, there was one time we didn't spawn at all.
Oh, that's right. That was terrifying.
The fuck?
Yeah. And we glitched out the end of a mission where there was no safe space for us to respawn.
Because the boss was just standing on top of us, and there was only one spawn point in that room.
So there's no safe space to spawn, and that's it.
That's it.
You'd be dead forever.
Yeah.
You'd go to orbit.
So what if you jump out of a plane, the plane crashes?
Last safe spot where the plane took off from.
Really?
Yep.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But you get respawning restricted, though, because you can't...
That's a darkness zone.
So this is a darkness zone.
I'm not sure if there are any... Yeah. I don't know what a darkness zone looks like for realsies. Nah. And even then, if you're in a darkness zone, if you've got the buddy system... No one can be touching J-Lo.
I think there's a few darkness zones in Melbourne, mate.
Then use the buddy system. You can revive your friends.
Yeah.
As long as you revive your friends within 30 seconds, you'll be fine.
Oh, sweet. Sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. You just want a buddy system for the rest of your life.
So you kill me.
With a social link system, you know how good of a buddy they are.
Is a bank vault a safe place?
I don't know if that would work. You'd have to like go into the bank vault somehow, kill yourself, and then wait until everyone else leaves to resurrect in the bank vault.
Sure.
That's a bad instance.
It's all bad.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Cool.
I feel like it's a more useful power than I gave it any thought.
Yeah. I mean, life would get boring as shit, right? Like, that's the whole idea.
Mm. Well, you're only stuck to the limits of what you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
So... Even then, if you live long enough, then technology will advance and you'll be able to do new things.
Sure.
So, because that's the whole thing about Destiny. They've all been alive for hundreds of years.
So we'd be a vampire at that point.
Essentially, yeah. But you don't have to feast.
Is Destiny lame, guys?
No. It's actually very good.
This isn't that kind of podcast.
It almost was.
We don't have opinions on this show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool. J-Lo.
Yes.
Did you bring a girl today?
I have brought a girl to the table today.
Awesome.
I'm not quite sure how well it's going to go, but I'm interested in seeing how this discussion is going to fold out.
I've forgotten
what it was completely. No. So mine is all about speech trees. Getting into conversation with someone, and you had a list of options at which you could pick to talk with someone.
Sure.
So, like, simplify conversations, almost like Cam's autism simulator.
Yes, right.
So, what game is this from?
So, the particular game I've picked, and I was supposed to say that first, is Morrowind.
Oh, okay.
A game with good speech trees.
Yeah, good speech trees.
Yeah. Not your speech will, thanks, Mass Effect.
Like an actual long paragraph of dialogue.
Yeah.
So am I limited in what I'm talking to people by these three options basically now?
Well, if you base it on the games, your options are based on usually your reputation with the person.
Yeah.
And
S-Link, yep.
Yeah, S-Link. And it wasn't really in Morrowind, but you also had like, it, typical in speech trees is a good or a bad option to say. So like, if you say this option, you get good rep. You say this one, you get the bad rep.
Yep.
But typically, you have a conversation. We're having a conversation. I've got four options in front of me. But I get the option. I can read them in my thoughts. And I know, okay, this is the jackass question. This is the good one, whatever sort of thing.
Yeah.
Imagine having all those options available to you when you have a conversation.
I got a problem straight away with this thing.
You're just going to be standing there?
You're just going to be standing there!
One second.
Yeah, but if you think about video games, like all of those games like Mass Effect, Fallout and everything, that's what those people do. They're just like, hey man, how's it going? I don't know what to tell him. I'm feeling all right, but my options are, hey man, pretty good.
Not bad, how are you?
Not bad, how are you? And dot, dot, dot. Perfect. What do I do?
Shit. If I say dot, 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 what's going to happen?
He's still looking at me.
I don't know what to do.
This is really fucking
weird.
He's
really waiting.
Yeah. Cool. My S link must be really high. He's being really patient.
Oh shit, the timer ran out. Dot, dot, dot.
Automatic responses, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. So hey, we're going to do this thing today. Did you call? Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
That's mad.
It gives you the ability to essentially critique what you're about to say to someone.
Sure.
Depending on what your options are. They can't quite dictate what.
It's like the super ability of thinking about what you say.
Yeah.
I'd love that, by the way.
Do I still have free will in this universe?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know how the options would be generated for
each
person.
Yeah.
Well, they're predetermined by your own personality, your relationship, blah, 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 blah.
Where is the story in my life going that I want to get? What do I want from this person and so on?
Like, it'd be cool if you were about to engage someone in a conversation and you can see the options available and it's just like, nothing's good to say. And you're like, okay, I'm not going to say hello to that.
Yeah, it's like pre-planning a night. And it's like, oh, I got dinner. So we're just, shit, but this conversation tree is going to go down. Yeah. Fuck, no. It's a bad idea. Like, if you get the forethought for it, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You predetermine the whole thing. It'd just be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, I'm done. See you later, bye.
Well, that, you're trying to predict the tree then.
Can I also rush through conversations and just click through shit?
Yeah, of course.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Bored. Bored now.
I mean, that, that's just what you're doing now.
Yeah. Just like, just hurry the hell. Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
What else? Yes.
Done, done, done.
Bye. Just give me the thing that I need, bye.
S-Link goes up.
Yeah.
Give me that dopamine. Give me that dopamine.
You just get pulled over by a police officer and you got the four options. He's like, oh no, none of these are actually a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be a jerk to this police officer.
Is there one that has like a speech check next to it? And I'm like, oh, my speech is high enough for this role.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Charisma check. How are you, officer? Get out of the car. Fuck.
Papers, please.
Yeah, papers, please.
I guess, yeah, if you've got your speech skill, that would determine your success in saying certain things as well. Yeah.
Sure. So what the fuck you can
like,
get
yes,
away with?
I want to say this. Fuck, I said something really bad instead.
Yeah. My speech skill is so fucking low that those options are just grayed out for me, I swear.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't even have
that. You could
that
actually
option.
See what you could say.
Here's that
what
you could be the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's what I would get. I would get one option for every fucking conversation and then three good options and be like, I want to say those!
And then it says, it's, next to it, it says charisma needs
to
be level.
You're writing it down. Fuck, need more charisma.
Fuck.
Please understand.
Please understand. That's why he said that so much.
That's right.
That would actually be the main reason I'd want a speech tree, is to be able to see what I could say if I had the skills.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then just get infinitely disappointed.
By disappointing people.
Yeah. I played every single one of those games with like full charisma.
There's a reason why charisma's your dump stat. It's because you can be like a bear, walk up to somebody like, I'm not a bear, and be like, yeah, that sounds right. He says he's not a bear. I guess he's not a bear.
That happened once.
Yeah.
There was one of my favorite games, Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Very similar.
If you played a character, particular character, which was had voices in their head and stuff, when you were going through the dialogue tree, some of the dialogue was you speaking to a voice in your head.
Fucking
hell. And the person you're speaking to is just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
But you could also speak to inanimate objects because you're speaking to the person in the voice inside your head. Oh, so you go up to a stop sign and you have a conversation with the stop sign.
Fans, fantastic.
Which is really cool.
It's a great game. This is Morrowind, right?
Yes, original girl was from Morrowind. I'm just saying an example of something that was cool.
Yeah, with it.
Morrowind is still the best Elder Scrolls game. Fight me.
Sure. No.
Thank you.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. I saw the tree after that, the conversation.
Yeah, I was like, shut it down. Shut it up. Back out.
S-Link going down.
That's all. I think I don't know. Yeah, I'd do it.
I'm into it.
I got the charisma check, right? I could do that. I'm all good.
Yeah.
But the slow down.
Cam's got like 10 options. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, God, give me a minute.
You'd be able to see what skills you were lacking. Like, ah, oh, shit, I could barter this guy.
I could do an intimidate check.
Yeah.
But I'm not that intimidating.
Well, that's it. Then you roll the dice and you're like, hey, it worked. I was intimidating.
Yeah. It'd be good. It'd just be, the slowdown would fucking kill me.
Just the absolutely way conversations would take ages.
Yeah, can you do it like an? Does this work an instant messenger as well?
I
think it should.
I guess.
Can I go on Tinder and then have like a bunch of things and then see if I could actually get laid and then not?
Well, yeah. I guess it's a dialogue tree for anything. So
is the first option always, "Hey, baby, you want some fuck?"
Yes.
That's roll the dice.
Yeah, that's just like fuck it. See if they're down. Social link, go.
Yeah. Fuck, it'd be so slow. I don't know if I could do it. I like being quick. I like being like super off the cuff.
Snap decisions.
Yeah.
It depends how quickly you can process the tree.
Sure.
I mean, the tree's going to be different all the time. Sometimes you get that tree, it's just fucking huge bits of text.
See, all about Mass Effect, except like, the Mass Effect tree, when you click a button. Well, the wheel, sorry. You click a button and then it's just like,
more options.
Well, the wheel was a summary of what you were about to say.
Yeah, so sometimes like the...
That's not bad, I guess, right?
Well, sometimes you'd hit okay and then Shepard be like, yeah, all right, let's do that. And you're like, no, I was actually okay for this. Yeah.
I like
the tone was completely removed.
Yeah. Except for, well, it'd be funny if you got the Fallout 4 system of just like, yes, no, maybe, I don't know.
But
like each one was actually full paragraphs of responses, and you were just like, you were quickly, yes, one. Well, I think that's a good point, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And like the tone is just completely different. Fucking Fallout 4.
So if it works for like, works for IM or like even papers, couldn't you like go up to like your high school questions for like your exam? You'd be like, what are my dialogue options here? And then reread them three times and be like, well, I can only say one of these three things.
You get a multi-choice question and the dialogue tree comes up. It's just the multi-choice.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. If you had like an oral exam, like oral, like an oral exam, fucking, you had to like go up. You'd be like, oh, okay, cool. This is great.
Does this work in other languages as well?
Great question. What's your speech skill?
My speech skill, like my English speech skill is probably, you know, about a 5 out of 10. My German speech skill is probably about a 2.
Yep.
So you could do it to, yeah, the second tier of your speech skill in German.
Great.
But you'd be able to roll the dice and stuff too.
Roll the dice. Yeah. Like every second word is just blurred out because I don't actually know what it
means. That's right. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Pretty good.
Liv, would you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you speak Polish as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get like dialogue options for days.
Yeah.
It's just a side branch on the side. I wish to have this conversation
switch
in
to
Polish?
Polish, swear at this person and walk away.
S-Link down.
No, they don't know. S-Link's great.
How do you say I don't speak English and Polish?
Nie mówię po angielsku.
Sweet. So that's the breakout option every time. Yeah. Any good conversation. Like
you mid-conversation in English and they just go, I don't speak English.
I do that to people sometimes when there's like beggars or something and I'm like, oh, look, mate, I don't actually carry change on me anymore. So I just speak at them in Polish. I smile at them.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. Then it makes it all okay.
I mean, that's the option on our dialogue tree.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, 2 options. Yeah.
Smile and speak a foreign language.
That's fair enough.
Tick.
Fair enough. Who has gone yet?
Liv.
How are you doing? Did you bring a nice girl today?
I brought a very nice girl today. This is a game that we all like very much.
Jesus.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, hey, cool.
Okay.
I've never heard of the most popular game on Steam right now.
100 of us drop out of a plane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, my mechanic from this game, and it is presented in other games as well, but I just picked this one. Okay, wouldn't it be nice if you were injured or something, shot, whatever, in one way, but you could always heal yourself by either drinking Red Bull or putting bandages only on one arm or, you know, whatever. Even if you got shot in the leg, you know, you put the...
This is
you
like fucking...
Heals.
Yeah.
Far Cry 3 and 4, where it's like, you're just walking around and get shot and be like, ah, fuck. And then you snap your thumb back into
place.
You're like, all right, I'm all good.
Fixes your leg and you're like, sick. Right.
Or I remember Skyshock. You just ate chips.
Bioshock.
Yeah, Bioshock in the air.
Infinite, yeah.
You just ate packets of chips.
But this one's what? Bandages, first aid kits.
Bandages, first aid kits, pills, and
Red Bull.
Right, yeah.
Energy drinks,
please.
I mean, yeah, the energy drink's the easiest form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem is I don't like energy drinks. But like, yeah, if I could just bandage my arm, I'd be like, well, my leg feels better now.
Yeah, right?
Great.
Yeah. Although there is the delayed time to get to
health.
Whereas if you were to inject yourself with the first aid kit, you'd just go, boom.
I love the idea of just like, if you have a headache, just putting a bandage on my arm and then like, it's all good.
It's gone. Yeah,
exactly. Like doctors would be out of business because it's like, how do I fix this? I don't know, just wrap a bandage around it, it'd be fine.
Yeah,
do I get to see my health bar?
Sure.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'd hate to see my health bar. It's just constantly in the red.
That's not a fitness bar or anything. I think if you
work out or go to the gym or something, like that bar gets bigger.
Yeah, sure.
Has a higher tolerance.
Yeah.
So it's just like when you drink the energy drink, there's that little extra bar on top.
Your boost bar.
Yeah. But that's the thing, the energy.
And it's temporary.
Huh?
It's temporary. Exercise. It's all temporary.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, eventually you get down.
No, I think if you're fitter or something like that, if you go to the gym a lot, like your health bar is technically longer or has a higher number.
But like
the potential is
potential,
bigger.
Higher potential. Yeah. Like it's permanently bigger. If you stop working out, your health
bar
is permanently lessened.
Actually, it goes down.
Yeah.
The energy drink and the pills only give you that extra little bit.
Yeah.
So you can only bandage so much. So like a headache probably wouldn't get fixed.
Well, headache, you do the energy drink if you don't have bandages on you or something.
Like, but the bandages only get you up to like the...
Oh, yeah. You have to keep doing bandages.
You have to just keep on bandaging until you have a big ball on your arm.
Oh, but I see what you're saying. You still have a ways to go.
Yeah,
so you have to bandage, then get an energy drink to top the rest of the way off.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That'd be fine.
I mean, that's what pills do in real life anyway, right?
That's true.
You got a headache, you take the pills and you're back to full bar.
God, Pumpkin's so realistic.
Right?
I hate, you know what? I haven't had an energy drink in a long fucking time.
Yeah, I hate them too, but yeah. If it could heal a shot in my leg, that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, the ability to recover from essentially any type of wound.
Yeah.
Or at least the ones you can be inflicted.
But by generically doing, like, wrapping your arm in a bandage.
I'd be more willing to do crazy things.
Yeah, sure.
As a result. But you'd always carry that Red Bull with you. Just like, yeah, all right, and jump off this building. Oh, fuck my leg. Quick, get it in. Yeah. It hurts so much. Why did I do this?
But you get a situation where, like, you know, you jump out of a moving car. You're fine. As long as someone can pick you up. But then, like, you just bandage for days. So I'd get fly out of a moving car if I knew that I could get back up again and within like half an hour.
As long as you don't damage yourself too much that you die.
Can't, yeah.
You could die, but I got the buddy system. You just fall out of the car.
No, that was my thing. That was my thing.
Shit.
That's
a destiny.
Different thing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pupka's more realistic.
It's true. There's no vampires in Pupka.
Yeah, not everyone's a resurrected zombie.
Your destiny's weird.
You don't want to have that podcast
conversation. So bandages, energy drinks, and pills.
Yep.
Ah, it's done. Yeah, fuck yeah. Book it in.
First all aid kits.
You would you would just never go to the doctor. I can't get over that. You would just never go to the doctor
ever
again.
Great.
Because awesome. No matter what you wanted, you could just...
I'm just trying to think. For example, if you have something like an inherent disease, would it heal your disease?
Yeah, did you cure cancer with a bandage?
Well, we're limited to the injuries of Pupka, aren't we?
Yeah, like I'm thinking getting shot in the leg, falling over, breaking an arm.
Well, that would be great. I have cancer, pills.
I
don't have cancer.
I'm going to argue with that though, because getting shot is pretty fucked up. Oh, getting out of a moving car is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Bandage, oh gee. Cancer, I don't know. What's this, like, you know, getting shot in the head. Cancer. Bandage is good for both, right? Let's just say it.
I'm not sure what this argument is. <Yeah.
laughs> There's a train of like the severity of how bad the injury is in PUBG. Like if you can get recovered from a shot in the fucking face by a shotgun with a bandage, then like, you know, why wouldn't you like be able to take out cancer with that bad boy?
Because it's not in the game.
Can I wrap my cancer in a bandage? Is that what I do?
Put it on your arm. It doesn't matter.
You're saying Red Bull is the cure to cancer?
That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit.
There you go.
Sponsor us.
Only the Thai Red Bull, only the good shit.
Yeah, no, the real pure shit.
Uncut.
Uncut.
Syrup.
Get it in me.
So thick.
Get it in you.
You have to like skull that Red Bull in like literally 2 seconds though, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
But you can't do it while you're driving.
No.
while your friends are driving.
You can't move.
You can't move.
Hold on. Yeah.
You have to stand
still. I did see a very good video of someone like trying to drink doing that whole bit about everyone's in the car.
Yeah.
Trying to drink an energy drink and like, oh, I can't drink while you're driving, man. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah.
The real life PUBG stuff? Yeah, I've seen that as well. It's fucking hilarious.
Very good.
It's really arbitrarily dumb. There's weird things in that game. Yeah.
This doesn't make sense in a realistic context.
Neither
does the rest of that game.
No, it's all over the place.
Yeah. And yet we just can't stop playing.
It's a fucking good game.
We haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
I know, it's a good game, though.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Sweet.
It's a very good game. Cool.
Now comes part of the show where we have to decide who is going to go with what.
Which girl to take home.
Which girl are you going to take home?
Recap.
Quick recap.
Okay.
Alex was...
Self-res.
Self-res with vampire people.
Yeah.
In Destiny.
Jayla was shit.
Jayla was
dialogue
Speech trees.
Speech trees.
Yep.
We got Cam with S-Lynx.
Yep.
And we got Liv with PUBG energy drink and bandage healing ability.
Healing abilities.
Obviously, you can't pick your own because that's disgusting. So which girl are you going to take home, Jayla?
Well, I mean, if I have the option of being essentially immortal, then I don't need Liv's ability of self-heal through Red Bull. That's true. I'm going to have to go immortality through Destiny.
It kind of trumps Liv's a little bit, doesn't it?
A little bit,
We did that last episode as well. Like, there was one that was just like a slightly better version.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it was the Prey and Kirby thing.
Yeah, well, at least that one was inanimate. One was
it was like slightly different.
One involved murder.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know what I would pick.
We'll come back to you.
If I could choose my own, I would have though. I think a dialogue tree would be sweet.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Right. Go around the table.
S-Link.
Your S-Links?
Yeah.
I like knowing about, you know, what people think of me.
That might be too much knowledge for me, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think ignorance is bliss sometimes. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. What I don't know doesn't hurt me.
I think I'd go the dialogue tree. Just the idea of dying over and over again is fucking terrifying. One life's enough, man. I'm done. Like, this is good. I don't need any more.
Yeah.
I think dying over, like, the having the Destiny ability would relieve some of my anxiety.
Yeah, just day to maybe. Day. Yeah.
But I can't so pick my own much I I'm could a piece of I shit. Would do if I knew I couldn't die.
Yeah. Or so you, if it was only temporary.
Yeah, I'll go dialogue tree because I stat padded charisma and I could probably use. With the, I could. I don't know if I could take over the world at that point. Sure. Shit.
I think in. Oh, I'm torn between speech and PUBG healing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just because PUBG healing, like. Again, would fix my anxiety of like, oh shit, I'm hurt. Should I go to the doctor? No, I'll just grab a bandage.
Next
around
time
my arm.
You crash your bike.
Yeah, that's when I
start
to
yeah, yeah, Red Bull.
Rip out to the Red Bull, but then I hate energy drinks, so like, shit, fuck.
Sorry, you got bandages.
All right.
Or painkillers.
Yeah.
Or a first aid kit.
Okay.
Does he drop the whole pack of pills?
The whole so,
yeah,
because
you
of
lose
pills.
That whole bottle of pills afterwards.
That's
yeah.
fucked
there
might up. Be
so
just
it's basically
one
ODs.
Pill in there.
I mean, it's essentially just codeine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you do that motion again for me?
And the voiceover.
And the voice, please.
We are recording video. I'm going to make a gif out of that.
Whoops. All right, I'll take speech trees. Just so I can get better at talking to people.
Yeah.
That might
yeah.
be a good thing to do.
Go read some books on charisma.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. That's going to be the show this fine evening, morning, and afternoon, depending on when you're watching it, because it's a fucking podcast. You do whatever you want. You're worth it.
Listen to it on the toilet.
You can also listen to it on the toilet. You can also...
That's what I do.
If on a toilet, on a plane.
That's right. Don't. Oh, you can do that. If you want to watch us on a toilet, you can't do it on a plane.
Well,
you can do that every 7:30.
Have you heard of like video archives, Cameron? What are you talking about?
7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, because we're down in Australia down here, obviously, which I didn't mention last two episodes. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we are live on twitch.tv/glee6, and you can find lovely people like myself, who was Cameron. We got Liv as well.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hello. And goodbye.
Jailer.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not even.
No.
JLo's out.
No.
Shutting down. Dot, dot, dot from JLo for the end. Thank you very much.
Dialogue tree.
Thank you very much for watching and listening and a lot of other stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
For Girl Talk.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Listening.
Bye.
Listening.
Bye.
Listening.
Bye.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.